There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along for this Friday edition of the show. Easy to get in touch, 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on the text line and the phone line. And in addition, you can always use the FM Talk 106.5 app to leave us one of those talkback messages. Start off, I guess I'm looking at, you know, the news cycle here. It's breaking news out there about Bunker Buster. It's just like yesterday and the day before. I said, you know, it's interesting to watch cable news and see the ad campaign here for, I guess, Raytheon, you know, that devised the GBU-28, the Bunker Buster bomb. It's like there's a product rollout going on. It's everything Bunker Buster all the time. It's like everything, like I wonder if we did one of those, you know, most searched terms on Google or whatever. And the Bunker Busters are not new. But it's just, this is really not whether we use it or not. It's just, you know, you notice things, right? You do this long enough, you notice things. And when all the things shift to how great the Bunker Buster is, it's like I wonder if Raytheon is paying for this or not. I'm not exactly sure, but we might get back to that in a little bit. Plus what Governor DeSantis has done there in Florida. But first, today, you know, there's the national whatever day, right? We have these days, National Day. And there's so many of them that there's like multiple, like on a given day, it's like a National Hockey Day, National Fried Chicken Day, National, you know, Guinea Pig Day or whatever. But today, the big one is it's a Bald Eagle Day. All right. So our national symbol, of course, the American Bald Eagle. It's each year. Here's what it says on National Day. Each year on June 20th, National American Eagle Day honors our national symbol, the majestic eagle, and raises awareness about protecting the bald eagle. This awareness day also encourages the recovery of the eagle's natural environments while providing educational outreach on how to keep eagles safe. All right. I'll say this. They've done pretty good. They've done pretty good. When changes were made, eagles have flourished. It's a, you know, it was a kind of a thing we didn't see. I don't think, maybe I didn't pay attention as much, but you know, 80s and into the 90s really didn't see bald eagles very often. It made a story, made a news story, right? And for some people who I guess don't look around when they see the eagles here in the wintertime, they're like, I saw a bald eagle. You won't believe it. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of us have seen bald eagles quite a bit over time. So they are back. The numbers are good. The bald eagles are have recovered quite well. So that's a good thing. So because they've recovered, maybe then I can start in on talking about should they be, I mean, it is our national symbol, but I can do the old Ben Franklin thing and say, well, you know, they're you know, bald eagles are also scavenge carrion. They do, you know, but, by the way, too, on the Ben Franklin thing. So the rumor has always been that Ben Franklin wanted the wild turkey to be our national symbol. And it seems like a Franklin thing. It turns out that Franklin wrote in a letter to his daughter and just said, hey, I like the turkey. He didn't really push for it. He was kind of dogging out because at that point in our early republic, they were trying to figure out the national symbol. And he was not on the side of the bald eagle. He was he critiqued the bald eagle as a bird of bad moral character. Here you go. This is from USGS. Okay. Ben Franklin described the bald eagle as a bird of bad moral character and too lazy to fish for himself, implying it wasn't suitable representation of the nation. He did laud the turkey, said Turkey's a much more respectable bird and a true original Native America, and doting its courage. I'm glad he fell, and I'm a Franklin fan. If you look at the founders, I'm like Jefferson and Franklin. Those are my boys. I'm glad he wasn't successful, because then, you know, those of us that like to hunt the wild turkey would not be able to. It would be a bad thing. But yeah, so we went with the bald eagle, which is also cooler. If you look, I mean, if you had a T-shirt with like the T-shirts that come out, we'll probably see some on Independence Day with President Trump riding an eagle with a, you know, a 50 cal belt fed, you know, rifle in each arm, in each hand. It wouldn't look as cool if it was a turkey. I mean, I think their turkeys are even prettier than a bald eagle, but it wouldn't look as cool. Wouldn't look as... So, yeah, today, bald eagle day. And it is, it's a good thing. I mean, I see them, I mean, we see them on the farm every year, every winter. They show up, and it's a good thing. It's a conservation story gone great, made a few changes, and let the critter do its thing, and it's come back in a big, big way. There you go. But it's not the turkey. But the definitely the rumor mill. I grew up thinking that Ben Franklin was absolutely pushing for the turkey to be the symbol of the United States. He was just using it pretty much to dog out the eagle. So there it is. What do you think? What if you could pick another critter? Now, like the bison, right? That we represent the national. I think that's the national mammal. I think it's the bison. Super cool. What about the bison? But the bison would have been on the periphery. I mean, it was in the Northeast to some degree, but not at the same levels it was west of the Mississippi. Would, if you're a founding father or founding mother, would you have chosen the bison over the eagle? Or if you could choose something other than the eagle, what would you choose as the national symbol? What animal, what critter, it needs to be a native to the United States. What critter would you have chosen? If not the eagle, what would you have chosen? Let me know on the text line at 343-0106. Then to what I mentioned to Jeff, this Governor DeSantis story, as this is unfolding in the last couple of days. This from Fox 13 in Tampa Bay. Governor DeSantis greets Americans evacuated from Israel. And it says Governor Ron DeSantis spoke early today at the Tampa International Airport. He chartered flights from Tampa as Americans evacuate Israel amid the country's escalating conflict with Iran. Officials say flights will take place in the coming days to bring even more Americans back to safety. I think they got them out of Israel and got them to the island of Cyprus. And then from there, they're putting them on the planes. More than 1,500 people said 1,500 Floridians were on this trip over there, or were on trips over there in Israel. And then, of course, they shut down the airspace. They had these issues there. So the governor, I guess, worked with whatever group got him out of Israel to Cyprus, and then from Cyprus back to the U.S. Says the U.S. State Department issued a level 4 do not travel advisory for Israel, the highest level designated by the federal agency. Governor DeSantis said they chose to work with a TPA. So TPA, is that the Tampa Airport, I think? I think that is TPA. They worked with them to get the flights to come in here. DeSantis said everything went smoothly. DeSantis said because of the operation, they brought these people back. Passengers saying they can't even begin to express their gratitude to the state. Senator Collins for bringing them home. Many got emotional walking off the plane, cheering and singing the national anthem. When they made it through customs, Governor DeSantis and others greeted them with hugs. So there you go. Bringing the people. So DeSantis keeps himself in the news. And I don't need Governor Ivey to do everything DeSantis does, a much more populous state, all these things. But would we have a governor that would do something like this, kind of a bold move here to rescue Americans? It's just a big contrast, just a state away. And just a big contrast. So your thoughts on that as well. Speaking of which, I'll go to a few of these texts that came in early in the show as we got started here. Jerry in Fort Morgan, he said, once we had a governor who used Alabama Air National Guard to help people liberate the commie state of Cuba. Ozzy saying Tommy Tuberville will be our new DeSantis. Ozzy, I think you're on to something. I think Tuberville will keep himself in the news cycle, although, like, we've talked about it so many times, Governor Ivey, you look at the polling, one of the most popular governors in the nation. one of the, I mean, if not one or two, it's like always in the top five, I think. But will we have a more proactive governor with what right now? We'll see. We still have an election to go. And when the motorcycle guy recovers and starts his campaign against Tuberville, which I think is, I don't think he's going to win, but I do believe in having challengers, even intra-party. But it does look like with the news we have right now, the information we have right now, it will be Governor Tuberville. Right? Chris in Orange Beach says, maybe he suggests Wild Turkey 101. It says, oh, it's quite good. Do you think it would, we would have a bottle of Wild Turkey bourbon as our national symbol? It'd be something. Let's see. This texter said, you know what animal I would pull for? The Wolverine. The Wolverine is the, well, I mean, that's pretty good, actually. It is endemic and was at that point, you know, fairly widely spread population-wise in the northern part of the United States, the Wolverine. Also a scavenger, but tough. John said this past Tuesday, I saw a majestic bald eagle munching on a dead wild hog in one of my fields. Yes, they're pretty nasty, but they are a national symbol. Any other suggestions? We'll get to those on the text line when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Midday Mobile, Friday style. Glad you're here. What? No, I've already started the segment. What? Let me read what? Okay, fine. Give me the sheet here. This segment of Midday Mobile brought to you by the GBU-28 and the fine people at Raytheon that have provided the bunker buster bomb to the United States for decades and now support Israel's fight against Iran. Go bunker buster, go. Get more information at bunkerbuster.com. All right, they're fine. I mean, I don't like y'all bringing me live commercials in here the second I'm going on the air where I don't have a chance to pre-read. Brought to you by Raytheon. Do it during the break. Don't come in here right when I'm and give me the new live spot. So, not just, okay, this whole show brought to you by Raytheon and the Bunker Buster. Okay, thank you. Let's quickly get some texts and we'll go to the phones right afterwards here. Let's see. Hey, this is awesome. By the way, BJ says June 22nd is National HVAC Technician Appreciation Day. As an AC tech, this should come with a free donut and a cold drink. You're dang right, BJ. God bless y'all. When air conditioners fail and y'all come in, yeah, oh my, like, should throw you a parade. C.B. Carl said, I was working on a pier once and watched a bald eagle steal every fish this poor osprey could catch. Maybe old Ben had a point. Jimmy and Bay Minette said, I can imagine if the small critters such as squirrels and rats could have gotten a vote, they would have not have protected the eagle. Get that right. Paul says, I'm a fan of the beaver. Yeah, they had the moose, right? Or if they had the beaver on some of their coinage. Mike said, can you imagine the 101st screaming turkeys? It'd be kind of funny. Let's see. Otto says, I would have to say the cougar would be a great symbol. Yeah, that's pretty cool. There you go. Mob Dog said the rattlesnake would have been a good one early with flags on it, like the Gadsden flag, symbolized resistance to British rule. But also, you know, the subtlety, Mob Dog, on that, it was the rattlesnake as the gentleman of venomous snakes, right? Like, they definitely get, I put pictures up on my social media and people say, why didn't you kill him? I'm like, if he's not at the barn or the house, the rattlesnake's a gentleman. He lets you know, he's like, man, I'm bad, but leave me alone and I'm not going to bother you. Cottonmouths are a different story. And copperheads to some degree, but rattlesnake's a gentleman. Bill said, I hit an eagle while going 55 miles an hour. The grill of my truck was damaged, but when I looked in my rearview mirror, the eagle was still flying. True. Takes a licking. Wow. All right. Let's go to the phones here. And first up, let's see, Robert in Sims. You're up first. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Sean. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I wanted to talk about the nuclear site. Everybody's trying to figure out how to overcome.
The Fordow or whichever. I mean, there's different. Yeah, Fordow is the big one.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm talking about. Has anybody, I haven't heard this talked about in the news or anything, and I probably watch more news than you do, but has anybody considered that the Israelis or other governments may try to pull off a raid on Entebbe?
Yeah, like a boots on the ground kind of thing to clear the way in?
I'm talking about like maybe a couple of dozen boots on the ground. I'm mm-hmm. talking about a commando type, mm-hmm. maybe 50. I don't know how big the thing is. But, you know, it's kind of like they're playing a distraction game. They got everybody looking up. And then they turn around, and there's a 6'4" black operator turning their head around backwards. I mean, mm-hmm. I haven't heard. You heard anybody? I mean,
I did hear a mention. It was maybe one of the cable news shows. Somebody said maybe something about commandos, but I heard it one time. But yeah, it could happen. Can you imagine though? You talk about the stones on, you know, people who do those operations. If you're in the middle of dang Iran, you know, if you don't have a front line to retreat to, and you're doing that kind of mission, holy cow. But well, I mean, they did it in Uganda, so I guess that, you know, they could do it in
I believe that can be people can figure that in and out. But and let me just clarify, when I say black operator, I mean
black
ops. An unknown individual.
Yeah, black ops.
You know, so easy to offend people nowadays.
No, don't worry about that. No, we know you mean black ops, yes. Which, you know, this would be, if anybody can pull something off. I was talking to some guys in here the other day that are, you know, military guys. I said, what do y'all think? Does Israel still hold the rank for the best, you know, counterintelligence operators? They said, by far. They should win the award for the next 10 years. The CIA could learn from the Mossad in a big way.
But we may have, you know, me and you have talked about these unknown. You know, I think that what was that movie, The Expendables? I think there's more truth in that movie than people want to realize. We got people, too, and I just wonder, I say we, probably every country has the best of the best of the best, as they said in Men in Black. We, you know, it could be a joint operation because apparently even some of the Middle Eastern countries don't want Iran to have a nuclear device.
Yeah, they've been kind of, I mean, they've put out little memos like, don't do that, Israel. But have you seen any kind of physical, you know, or kinetic response? Zero. They flew over Saudi to make that run, by the way. The king there didn't, you know, look up in time. And, oh, no, there goes the Israelis. Somehow they got over our airspace to hit Iran.
I just wouldn't be surprised if something like that got accomplished.
You've made your call. We'll see. We'll see if you win the award next week that we have a commando team hit the Fordow site. That would be a hell of a thing. I know Hollywood be salivating to make that movie for sure. Appreciate the call. Leaves the line open at 343-0106. Let's see the other animal suggestions here. Let's see. What, the possum? Now, come on. No. No. Because if you're just joining us, today's National Bald Eagle Day. Of course, our national symbol. Went through the, you know, grew up thinking that because I'm a big Ben Franklin fan, read the books, you know, that he was really the proponent. He was a fan of the wild turkey, but he was basically using it to dog out the bald eagle as a national symbol. The academics on this say he wasn't really pushing for it to be, you know, the national symbol. So, I don't know. What else? Bison, I think, is cool. Rattlesnake, I think Bob Dog suggested that. That's cool. Let's see. This is from, who we got here? Uncle Jake said, Sean, bald eagle eating a roadkill on Tanner Williams at State Line. Didn't know that they like dead animals. Oh, yeah, they're scavengers for sure. They'll scavenge with the best of them. You can see it. Okay, I'll tell you what. So it's the story from my house on the farm. So I usually give critters their, you know, if critters are in the woods doing critter stuff, unless I eat them, I really don't bother them. But the armadillos that attack my yard, the main part of my yard, like where my house is in the country, but they, you know what they do? They destroy your yard. And so I have waged war on the armadillos over the years. And if I would shoot them and then not pick them up at that point, by the next morning, 100%, I may actually have photo evidence of this. The bald eagles that show up, I miss once in a while, but I think they're every winter with us. And this last year, they had a one of their young from the previous year with them, two full-grown bald eagles and one that was still in that brown phase, with the whole thing brown. Really cool. They just absolutely love armadillos, and they flip them over, and they eat them on the half shell, and they eat them from the, you know, the softer skin on the belly, and then you have these leftover little half circles of armadillos all through the yard where the bald eagles that show up every winter for us eat them. So they'll also eat armadillos, dead armadillos. I mean, even the, sometimes the coyotes won't even eat them, and the bald eagles, yeah, they get all them. So. National symbol. Problem is, too, if we did something like the bison or something else, how you've got to have talons to hold the arrows, you know, for the national. It might be a little more complicated. All right, grab some more phone calls when we come back from the break, and your text at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Friday. Time now to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars and talk some inventory, some brand new stuff showing up on the lot too.
Yeah, everything came in late last night. We got a really nice GMC Yukon XL just got here. Got another Ram truck, really pretty Ram truck. Got some Acadias. We got some more Acadias. We do really well with those. We've got a more minivans. We got two Honda Odysseys. We got a Dodge Caravan. We got a Chrysler Pacifica. We got a ton of cars. So we got a little bit of everything. We've always got small SUVs, you know. But we got a Kia Optima and then a couple of Hyundai Sonatas, Dodge Chargers. We got two of those. It's a good time to come check us out.
Okay. And folks on a Saturday want to come check you out. What's your hours on Saturday?
9 to 2 on Saturday. And all the banks and everybody that we deal with, we're able to do business on Saturday. It's not like you're going to come out here and just look around. I mean, if you're interested in buying a car Saturday, we can make it happen for you.
I like it. Tell them how to find you.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068 or just go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. Check in on a couple of these texts, and they've got about many stories to get to. Let's see. Okay, Haywood said, me using the term scavengers is such a negative. They're opportunist. Yeah, well, they opportunize the dead armadillos in my yard. And it's fine. It's fine. Instead of me having to pitch them, they do that. Hey, B-Dark, I don't know. I'm going to have I know you sent me some pictures in. They're kind of small. Maybe these are of some kind of critter that needs to be the national symbol. I'll have to look at that during the next break. Let's see. Carl says, we're big fans of the wolf. They're just as loyal as vicious and only kill for food or protection of the pack. They often kill other wolves, though, too, right? So let's see. Okay, get all those. So, yeah, if you want to continue to get your suggestions in for what, if it would not be, because today is National Bald Eagle Day. If it wasn't the bald eagle, what would be the national symbol of choice? You got to take a second here to get into what's going on between because there's a story out right now. This came out, I guess, yesterday. An update to the story. Mystery flights from China to Iran raise questions amid the Israel conflict. And this from Fox News says several Boeing 747s have been spotted on radar leaving China. I like this. We're buying other Chinese products, but they are buying Boeing aircraft. Several Boeing 747s have been spotted on radar leaving China for Iran over the last week, according to reports, sparking concerns that the CCP is helping the Middle Eastern nation transport cargo or people out of the country as Israel continues to strike the country's nuclear facilities. Think about this. Think about if the ones that are left, the leadership, right? If they hide them out in China, You can't get to them in China. Not saying that's what they're doing, but it could be part of it. Said starting June 14th, Flight Radar 24 shows at least five flights travel from China to Iran, and that the mystery transport planes have flown westward along northern China before crossing into Kazakhstan. Borat was working there on the air traffic control into Kazakhstan, south through Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and then fell off the radar as they approached Iran. Additionally, the report indicated the flights had a final destination of Luxembourg, but didn't ever appear to have crossed into European airspace. Okay, so they booked them. That's what they did. They probably said, oh, yeah, we're going to Luxembourg. They're not saying, hey, we're flying into Tehran International. They said experts are speculating these types of planes are typically used for transport and could be evidence of China aiding its longtime ally Iran during the conflict with Israel. Now, this is, once again, here we go, proxy war stuff, right? China backs Iran. I mean, Russia said they back Iran, too, remember? They had some kind of deal, but I think they're probably busy right now. So what, and by the way, we'll get to China and Russia in just a second. But this is interesting. Like, if you have Chinese in there, are they going to move everybody out? They're going to move nuclear material out? I mean, what, but I mean, you got these planes from China going into Iran. All right. And on the, but at the same time, Russia, you know, should be, at least what they said, right, that they were going to give assistance to Iran. They sided with them. Looks like that's not happening so much. But speaking of Russia and Iran at the same time, did y'all see this story about the Chinese? The Chinese hack everybody. The idea that you would be, like if we were ever like a pseudo trading partner ally with China, they just steal your stuff, right? That's what they do. Well, Russia is finding that out as well, as Russia is supposed to be kind of, you know, working with the Chinese. And there's a story that came out, I think New York Times had, about the amount of hacking. The Chinese are hacking Russia. And it's a story about Chinese state-backed hackers allegedly conducted cyber espionage operations against the Russian government and their defense entities with everything going on right now. So, you know, I mean, Xi and Putin act like, hey, we're besties. We're allied against the United States or others or Europe. But it looks like that doesn't matter. Still, China is, what do they call it? We call it frenemies. That's what the kids call it, frenemies. That China is hacking Russia. It said, the story here, I think it was, yeah, New York Times said, back in early to mid-2024, multiple cybersecurity firms and Western intelligence sources reported that Chinese hacking groups believed to be tied to the Chinese government, which everything is there, had infiltrated Russian systems. Their targets, so here's what they said that the Chinese were hacking in Russia, their defense sector, research institutions, and government agencies. The goal appears to be stealing military and technological intelligence. Yeah, that's what they do everywhere. The group doing it, this is, Dalton, prepare yourself. If you hadn't, Dalton probably already heard about this. The group doing it, you know, to get the names for the hacking groups. What is the big Russian one, Gummy Bears or whatever that thing is? In the Chinese group is dubbed Mustang Panda. They said it's also known as Red Delta, Bronze President, or Earth Preta, but it's the Chinese-based cyber espionage threat group. But they go by mainly the why am I hearing Mustang Sally in my head right now? Mustang Panda, the name of the Chinese hacking group that hacked Russia. They said Mustang Panda, if I do a little research here, primarily targets government-related entities, military entities, minority groups, non-governmental organizations, and corporations in key industries. They have a history of targeting telecommunications firms and religious organizations like those in the Vatican. So Chinese hackers Mustang Panda hacking the Vatican. Says they rely on sophisticated spear phishing campaigns, you know, spear phishing like the, we've heard about that before, but get through the emails, that use lures relevant to the target's interests or current events. These lures can involve malicious attachments like LNK files or archives containing malware. They also leverage techniques like the DLL sideloading, whatever that is, to deliver the malicious payloads. So there you go. So just a side story too, while both Russia and China are supposed to be like buddying at some level, they're supposed to be buddying with Iran. They're They're also, China is hacking Russia. I don't know if they're finding as much, but it's Mustang Panda. So add that to the lexicon. All right, yeah, go to the phones. James, the engineer, is up next. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing? It's combat engineer. I want to, you know, you were talking about, you know, what's our situation. You know, he's bringing the ships in.
Hey, we're having a little trouble hearing you. Can you get a little closer to the phone there? We're having a little trouble hearing you.
Yeah, can you hear me now a little better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. What he's doing is he's bringing in the ships. The AWACS has been in the air for a while, but when you bring the ships in, they have a way of refueling and stuff. Now, it's, you know, special ops have been in that region for a while. That's how they know. We know, as well as AWACS and using radar stuff, that you know, these nuclear sites. I don't agree with the other guy talking about there are going to be troops on the ground.
No, he didn't say for sure. Listen, he didn't say for sure. He just said, you know, might there be? I mean, Robert and Simpson, might there be some kind of group where you put commandos in there like a raid on Entebbe? I mean, I don't know that any of them are going to happen, but I mean. It is, at this point, we don't know exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to let you know, but their guys there, but they're not in uniform. That's what I'm just trying to say. They've been there for a while.
Oh, gosh. Well, do you remember this? You remember, James, that the, was it a Hamas leader that was killed? He was like in a house in Tehran, like a safe zone house. And remember, he got room temperatured? I mean, I'm sure they have... The number of spies and Iranians working for the Israelis in that country must be a hell of a payroll.
Right, right, and that's exactly what's going on. But you know, we bring in mercenaries, you know, that are not what you call mercenaries, but we bring them in also. The other thing that's not going to say is 2 weeks he'll have everybody in place. If there's not an agreement, I believe that he is going to support Israel. You know, with whatever they need, really, the bunker busters and the whole 9 yards. I mean, we elevated it up to a longer distance. We had bunker busters, but they wouldn't go as deep as they go. And there's a strategy with using that. But my prediction is he's setting it up. If they do not make the phone call to him, then he's going to go ahead and go in. And that's what he should do. He's given them more than enough time to get the civilians out of the way for any kind of debris or leftover or back blast from any of the rounds going into the ground. But that's what's happening right now. And that's my prediction. He will, like he says, in 2 weeks or approximately, if he doesn't get a response back from them. And that's what this is for. This is for a response. But that's why he brought... My brother was on the call, Vincent, and last night on one of the talk shows that you have on 106.5, a lady was talking about her son is on the Carl Vinson, and it's there. My brother was stationed on the Carl Vinson, and they don't bring him in. He said, we don't go somewhere and send, you know, our aircraft over unless we're there to do some business. He was in the Navy for 20 years. I tend to take what he said to be true, you know.
There you go, James. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And, yes, I'll say it. Listen, y'all have to wave outside the window. Yes. This FM Talk 106.5's Midday Mobile brought to you by Raytheon and the new and improved Even Deeper Diving Bunker Buster. We'll be right back. Just think, Mustang Panda, baby. Tell him, Wicked Wilson. Be right back. You said it, man.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:52 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, a quick reminder too. Another commercial just played for it, but my buddy Killer Bees He's got, obviously, you know, hilarious guy, but a huge heart as well. He's doing that benefit show for Ryan's Refuge, and that is happening tomorrow. Ryan's Refuge, a facility helping getting men off the streets, and that's going to be at Revive Church tomorrow. That's kind of across from the grounds there. They're on Ziegler. So that's going on. If you go to killerbees.com, more information on tickets and get those bought. He's got an opening act, everything. Big comedy show coming up tomorrow. So good stuff. Let's see to the text line here. Let me grab some of these. This is Billy D said, I'm going to go into the ocean, man. I'm going to say the tiger, shark, or great white for the American symbol. Which, by the way, today, speaking of sharks, the sharks, today is, 50th anniversary? Of the release of Jaws. How about that? So, I mean, it's been around almost my whole life, the movie Jaws. Imagine that. Yeah, June 20th, 1975. I was three or something, yeah. The Steven Spielberg classic hit U.S. theaters and became an instant sensation. I think I heard Dan and Dalton talking about this morning. I think it made $160 million at that point at the box office, which in today's world, you're like, that's not, that was huge. As Trump says it, huge back then. So, all right, Derek says the hypocrisy, right? It's the hypocrisy of it all that gets me. Awesome war it is, like everything on the home front is unicorn dreams and pink roses, good times. And the text line brought to you by Raytheon and the new and improved Bunker Buster. Jim in Georgetown says, best representative animal for the United States, actually has a name. It's Big Al, baby. Roll Tide. Roll Tide, roll, Jim. Don't wait, guess how many days left? 70-something days left till football, something like that. Maximus says, Red Delta name is so much cooler than Mustang Panda. They're losers. You know, Maximus, I think they missed the, they just lost in translation. I would have, if I'm the Chinese hacking group, and I show that I can do this really fast, and we're Chinese Panda Express, versus Mustang Panda. They'd be, but they went with Mustang, so the Chinese hacker's name. What is the Russian one? A trolley bear or some gummy fuzzy bear, something. Chinese have Mustang Panda. But Panda Express, I think they missed a real opportunity there, Maximus. B-Dark. Hell, the terrorists have been in the United States a long time. Maybe they got us looking over there and they're going to strike over here. Think about it. I always do. Have a traffic issue here. Thank you. Big Angie said, South Baldwin Beach Express, just before the light at the Foley Beach Express, looks like three or four cars ran into each other. So you have an accident there. And said, Derek said, thought y'all voted for peace. Oh, that's an interrogatory. Thought y'all voted for peace? Which, by the way, I was assailed with that. But so the teenager comes home from college. Right. And I had really, I think over time, done a good job of getting rid of the upspeak. You know what I'm talking about? When it's not even a question, but everything ends up going up at the end of it. And it exhausts me because I'm Generation X and I think you're asking me a question. And I thought I'd kind of tamp that down. It comes back from college and a lot of this and it's going up. And I'm like, are you asking me a question? Because it sure sounds like it. It's kind of. A little bit tiring on that. Right. More suggestions. Another rattlesnake. Yeah. By the way, just side note today is we are, it's National Bald Eagle Day, but if it couldn't be the bald eagle, we all know the Ben Franklin wild turkey story. But what would it be? Which, by the way, also from the text line, nice. Thank you for reminding me. And great author, local legend, one of my heroes, Colonel Tom Kelly, said, a bald eagle ain't nothing but a buzzard with a white head. Thank you for that text. That's right. Colonel Tom Kelly. Man, what a great man, a great author. You know, a national treasure. We should assign, if we have any park rangers left, assign a park ranger to that man, for he is a national treasure. Coming up next hour, we will talk about we mentioned it yesterday or day before, Mobile mayoral race, new candidates in the mix now. Currently, here's what's running. Here's who's running. Lawrence Batiste, Jermaine Burrell, Spiro Chirigatis, Barbara Drummond, Marion T. Dias, Donavette Eli, Connie Hudson and Paul Prine. Now, there's a forum, another, I think the next forum comes up with the hopefuls here. It's going to be July 8th. Yeah, that's July 8th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the New Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, 2756 Old Shell Road. So you have, that's the next forum. We said it yesterday. It's kind of tough to set up a debate. Those of us in media that would try to set up a debate, when you have that many people, can you actually, could anybody answer more than one question? That's kind of a tough thing. I mean, it's good to have a lot of people wanting this iron sharpens iron, but it's probably maybe lends itself to forums more than debates. We'll see. Probably looking at a runoff in this thing, and at that point, I'm sure we'll get the debates in the mix. All right, coming back, hour number two.